Okay. I think you can see the screen now. Okay, let's get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始上课。我们先向我们的天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have this time to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们现在有时间可以开始研读你的话语。
We thank you also that you provide the power of the Holy Spirit in order that we can understand these things.
也感谢天父能够让圣灵的能力帮助我们了解你所有的教导。
We pray that as we focus on your message, that these concepts will become a reality in our souls.
而且我们要祷告，求主让我们能够非常的专注于学习，然后让这些学到的东西都成为我们灵魂里面的一个内容。
And so give thanks in Christ's name.
我们感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, today we'll be continuing our study about the covenants of Scripture.
今天我们要继续谈圣经的约定。
Last time we looked at the word, and it's really just a synonym for promises, and in particular the promises that God has given to people.
好，其实约定这个字 covenant 呢，也有这个所谓的应许的意思。那我们现在要先来看的是神给我们人类的应许。
Last time we were looking at how God had even promised to Adam and Eve right back from the garden, how they were going to be given a savior, that God would provide a savior for them.
我们上一次课呢，已经提到，就是在亚当跟夏娃他们在伊甸园的时候呢，神给他们的一个应许，就是他们未来将会有一个救赎者。
And of course, we know that person as Jesus Christ.
而我们当然知道了这个救赎者就是我们的耶稣基督。
Yeah, remember, the word Jesus actually comes from the word Yeshua or Yeshua, which means that the savior. This is a word for the savior.
其实耶稣这个 Jesus 这个字呢，它其实来自于耶稣也哇这个词这个名字，它意思在希伯来文你就是救赎者。
And he also has the name Christ, of course, and that's from the word Christos in the Greek, or the Hebrew word was as Mashiach, and that refers to the Messiah, the Anointed King.
而Jesus Christ 这个 Christ 是来自Christos 这个字呢，其实它就是跟弥赛亚是同义字。
Yeah, so literally it means to be anointed. So you have the oil being poured on your head. The verb I think is like mishiat. The root word for Messiah is the verb which means to pour. And usually they talk about pouring oil when they anoint somebody for an important position.
而这个弥赛亚这个字跟弥西亚这个是它的一个动词跟名词的差别啊，它其实就是有一个浇灌的意思，就好像我们说去用油去膏一个人的那个词是同一个词。
Yeah, so when they took that verb and they translated it into Greek, it came up with the word like Christos, and so this is why we have the name Jesus Christ.
这个 Christos 就是变成了希腊文啊，由这个浇灌，也就是膏抹。的这个词变成了希腊文，变成 Christos， 然后就变成了 Christ， 就是我们的耶稣的基督，这个基督这个词，那基督这个词就等于弥赛亚。
And God made a lot of promises to the Jewish people about the coming King, the coming Messiah as well, the Anointed One.
所以呢，我们的天父就是给了这个很大的一个应许，就是我们将会有一位。救赎者是这个我们的基督，也就是意思就是被膏抹的那一位。
But they are two very separate, we can say positions or very separate roles of Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督这两个词其实就等于是两个非常重要的意义。
Yeah, but they are definitely separate. See, the Savior is he's the promise to give us the salvation. So really the role of the Savior happens at the cross, but the role of the Messiah happens when we begin the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. That's when his role begins, really.
而 耶稣基督其实是两个非常不一样的一个意义啊。耶稣代表的是我们的救赎者，那这个救赎他是能够给我们救恩的，而这个救恩的发生是在耶稣上了十字架的时候发生的。而基督呢，他所讲的是这个耶稣基督为王，他将会给我们1000年的这个千禧年的这个应许。
Yeah, and there's also a difference in the timing when these promises were given to people. For example, the promise of the Savior was given right from the beginning in the garden, but then this promise of the Messiah was not given until the time of David.
哦，而但是这两个应许呢，就是耶稣跟基督这两个应许，两个角色的应许呢，也是在有个不同的时间点，在伊甸园的时候，神就已经跟亚当夏娃做了这样的一个应许，就是耶稣这个救赎者将会在人类的这个子嗣中出现，而基督呢的这个词呢，一直是到大卫的时代，神才给了这个应许。
Really, the first reference we have to the anointed Messiah is when David actually becomes a prototype, or he becomes like the, we can say the figure or the parable. When David is, he's chosen by God and then he's anointed by Samuel with the oil.
当大卫哈的出现啊，他成为了一个很明显的一个我们的等于说模范啊，他被这个撒母耳高抹啊，才有了真正一个神他所喜悦，而且他所遴选的一个王的出现。
Yeah, and God gave a promise to David that you will be the anointed king of Israel. See, they even use the same word. When Samuel poured the oil on David's head, this was the root word for Messiah. So David was anointed to be the king.
而且呢，当这个撒母耳去高抹大卫的时候呢，他用的其实是同一个字，啊，就是被高抹为王，也是成为了人类的弥赛亚的这个角色。
And he was given the promise, you will be king. But it took him many years actually before he became the king of Israel.
而且呢，在撒母耳就跟他说：“你将会成为王。”当然，这个时候是的大卫才10来岁，他实际上是等了非常多年，他才真正的变成了王。
Yeah, and before he became the king, there was Saul on the throne, and then you had revolutions, and his sons were trying to kill him, and all kinds of things. So there was a lot of tribulation before the time that David could actually sit on the throne.
而当大卫要变成王，哈，他其实能够坐在王位上的这个过程，大家都很了解，他整个受到非常非常多的这些艰难困苦。
So in this way, we can actually see it. There's a lot of comparisons, or a lot of it's like the parable or the figure of what happened with Jesus Christ. See, he was the anointed Messiah, and he came into the earth, and then he was rejected. And then there are a lot of tribulation before he can become the king.
而这个大卫他的经历啊，其实我们会发现很多都是跟后来耶稣成为我弥赛亚的这个过程是非常非常相似的，他几乎就是一个完全的一个对应啊，因为耶稣他被神命为弥赛亚，然后他来到人间，然后他受到各种的责难，最后呢还是为了我们人类而这个的罪而死，这整个过程是可以从大卫的过程，成为王的这个过程中看到。
Yeah, so in this way, you see that David is a type of Christ, which means that he's, we can say, like a prototype or a parable almost of the coming Christ.
所以呢，大卫能够登上王位的整个过程呢，跟后来基督这个在十字架上最后上了十字架，成为我们的弥赛亚，这个过程基本上是同样的一个状态哈，类似的状态。所以我们把大卫当作是成为基督的一个类型。
Okay, and you have this many times in scripture, like when God is talking about future, the future prophecies, and many times regarding Jesus Christ, he uses people to present the message about the coming Savior and Messiah.
我们会在圣经里面常常看见哈，这个圣经会用一些人物哈，把这个人物去表象另外一些他对我们的一些先知性的一个预表。
For example, when Abraham takes his son Isaac up onto the mountain to make a sacrifice to God using his son, and this is a very obvious teaching figure about the coming of Jesus Christ and how God the Father provides his son as a sacrifice.
就像亚伯拉罕带着以撒到山上去要献祭，将他的儿子献祭给神的这一个，其实他这整个事件啊，就已经在预表了耶稣基督将为我们而死，就是以他的身体，就是神的儿子的这个角色来被献祭。
Okay, but getting back to Jesus Christ, he is the promise given to like Adam and Eve, for example, regarding the Savior, and given to David regarding the Messiah. And God will always be faithful about his promises.
而在这个伊甸园里面，神对于亚当夏娃他将会给我们人类未来的一个救赎者他这样子的一个算是一个应许，也就是圣经里面第一个给我们的一个约定。
Now, one thing that God promised to Adam and Eve was one of the first promises relating to the gospel message is that he said that he would provide the Savior. And after he sacrificed the lamb, remember he said that Eve would become the mother of all the living.
而在这个伊甸园所给的人类的这个第一个约定呢，就等于是我们福音的第一个约定哈。它其实里面有几个很重要的概念，就是第一个，它会给我们人类未来一个救赎者，同时呢，它也定义了夏娃成为我们人类之母。
And that came out in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20.
好，那我们就来看一下创世纪3章20节。
It says, Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living.
那这边写到说，亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃，因为她是众生之母。
And remember, if we see the reference to living and life, if we're talking about God's plan, it's referring to eternal life, not just physical life, but eternal life.
他这边所用的这个众生之母的这个众生呢，他不是用。 一般的生命那个 life l i f e， 它是用 l i v i n g， 它是用这个动名词哈，所以它其实在这边所提到的 living 哈，这个字其实是永生的意思，所以这边所说的夏娃是众生之母，讲的是一个永生的人类的之母。
See, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, basically they'd broken their relationship with God because they became unrighteous, and God is righteous.
而当亚当夏娃吃了这个分别善恶之果呢，他们等于是跟神的约定被就是打破了跟神的约定，所以他们就有了罪，所以这个时候他们就已经不再是圣洁的，他们是变成是有罪的。They
could no longer have a relationship with God because of sin.
因为他们的罪使他们没有办法再跟神有一个好的关系。
And as God had said in Genesis 2:17, if we step back a little bit, he said that on the day that you eat of the fruit, meaning on the day that you disobey me, then through dying, you will die.
而在创世纪2章17节呢，神就已经先告诉过亚当夏娃，如果你们背逆了我，将会死，你们将会死。
And remember, that verse requires a good translation because you have the Hebrew, there's the doubling of the word here, mut, which means to die. So he's saying, mut da mut, which means dying, you will die. It's a double verb.
在这个二章十七节，创世纪2章17节里面讲到的这个词啊，就是你会死啊。其实，在这个希伯来文里面是说，它是用两次哦，你们会死而死，好的这个概念是双动词。Yeah,
and what that means is dying spiritually. See, when you take of the fruit, you disobeyed God, you died spiritually, and that means you will die physically in the future, and that's the end. So we're talking about two kinds of death here.
所以它这个两个死呢，其实一个死是用的是这个 ing， 就是现在进行式的死，一个是未来式的死。这那这两个死呢，一个代表的现在进行式的死，是代表了你的灵性的死，也就是说你一 旦你背逆了神，你就会在这个属灵上面就立即死，而将会死是指的是这个身体的死。所以神其实很清楚地告诉亚当夏娃啊，你们只要悖逆了，就有两种死都会发生。
Now we can understand this concept by going to the Hebrew grammar, but there's another way that we can understand it is just through common sense.
好，我们从这个希伯来文的这个文法里面呢，让我们可以很理解神在讲什么。但是基本上从我们的一般的常识也可以理解这个双重死的意义。
And the common sense is just that we know that when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, they died spiritually because they'd hid from God and they'd lost their, there was a kind of a shine, they lost their shine and they were scared and they'd separated themselves from God. So we know that they'd died spiritually and also they didn't die physically when they took the fruit. So, you know, they didn't die for many years later. So we can see that there's two kinds of death.
我们对这个在伊甸园发生的事情都很了解哈，就是当亚当夏娃他们真正就是悖逆了神，而去吃了那个分别善恶的果的时候，他们就已经有了罪，所以他们的这种属灵上面的这个所谓属灵上面的这个死就已经发生，因为他们悖逆了神，他们就没有办法再跟神有一个关系。好，那所以在属灵上，他们就已经失去了神所给予的荣光。哎，你看刚才。
Then they were hiding from God, and this is a sure sign that they have lost their relationship with God.
就是当亚当跟夏娃他们悖逆了神的时候呢，他们就失去了神要给他们的荣光，所以他们就会觉得非常的卑贱，然后他们也躲起来，这个就代表他们已经跟神是分离了，所以在他的属灵上面就已经死了，没有得到神的任何的圣灵的光照。但是他们在当时只是属灵的死啊，他们的身体还没死，因为他们还可以继续再活一阵子嘛，所以这个所谓身体的死、生理的死，将是会后来再发生的，所以这从我们的常识里面也可以完全可以理解。
But we do see with God's grace, see, God always seeks out those who need salvation. We see Jesus actually, he knew obviously where Adam and Eve were, but Jesus still comes looking for them. And he says to them, hey, you know, where are you? And then he's having this conversation to present the gospel.
而这个时候呢，我们知道伊甸园里面亚当夏娃躲起来之后呢，耶稣进来，他明明知道这两个人是躲起来，但他还是说，他还是开始跟他们对话，说，哎，你们去哪了？
Yeah, so, you know, some people might say, well, they still had a relationship, but actually, Adam and Eve, they were in fear, and Jesus Christ, he needed Adam and Eve to believe in the sacrifice. He's going to show them the sacrifice and explain the gospel, and then they can continue their relationship.
所以呢，当耶稣已经知道他们犯了罪啊，而且他躲起来，但是耶稣呢，他还是呢要跟他们去说一个，他要来教导他们如何在这个未来的以献祭的方式来重得救恩。
Yeah, so like in for any unbeliever, we see that God is he's looking for them. We say looking, but you know, God is always going to seek out the unbeliever and he's going to give them every opportunity they have to hear the gospel.
而这个故事呢，它其实就在表明了我们的神明明知道有很多人他是拒绝了福音，拒绝了神，但是我们的神依然会出来寻找那些不相信的人，希望可以给他们福音，让他们能够得救。
Now, in Adam and Eve's case, because they were the first people, and they're going to need to provide for the Savior. So that means that they're going to need to produce offspring. They're going to have children, and from their children, and they don't know which child it is, but from their offspring, they know that God will provide the Savior.
而因为亚当夏娃是我们最原始的人类，而他们呢，就如神所要应许的那，从他们会生下他的后嗣呢，会有我们的救赎者。
Okay, and we know they believed because in verse 20 we see that Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living.
而在创世纪3章20节里面呢，也就让我们理解说，哦，这个亚当和夏娃他们是相信神所说的，将会提供他们的后嗣里面会出现一个救赎者的这个应许，所以在这个时候呢，亚当才会知道说，哦，他的妻子要叫夏娃，因为他将会是众生之母。
Now, every person born into human history can point their genealogy, like their family tree, goes all the way back to Eve. So you could say, the mother of all living people, people who lived on the earth, can say that Eve was their great 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 grandmother.
而从这个所有的这个人类的任何一个人类，他其实都可以找他的这个所谓的家族的这个树状图啊，最后呢都会牵连到夏娃，她是每一个人的最早的母亲，这她的曾祖母。
And that's how a lot of people understand this verse.
啊，这个是大部分的人在看到创世纪3章20节的时候，大家会有的一个解读啊，就是说这个夏娃是我们所有的人类的母亲。
Okay, and that's really not wrong, but the context of the verse, we're talking about their salvation and the provision of a savior. So the word living here is emphasizing eternal life in Jesus Christ.
虽然这种我们以为的这种解释不能称之为错，但是最要让大家理解的是，在创世纪3章20节，真正的意思是说，夏娃是我们所有人类永生之母。
And Jesus made a reference to eternal life in him. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And that refers to eternal life, not physical life.
而这个所谓的永生的这个概念啊，其实耶稣基督也曾经说过，他是我们的道路、真理跟生命。那这个耶稣所提到的这个生命呢，他其实也是谈的是永生的生命。
And then Jesus made another statement because a lot of the Jewish people were very religious and they said they didn't believe in Jesus, but they said, because we're the children of Abraham, we have eternal life.
而很多的这个犹太人呢，他们不相信耶稣是弥赛亚，是耶稣是这个救赎者。但是呢，他们都说他们将会有永生，是因为这些犹太人他们认为他们的祖先是亚伯拉罕，所以他们会因着亚伯拉罕而得永生。
And Jesus had to explain to them, well, just because you have the genes of Abraham, doesn't mean that you're saved. You have to have the God of Abraham as well.
那耶稣呢，就跟这些犹太人解释说：“你们不要以为你们有了亚伯拉罕的这个基因，你就可以得到永生。你还必须要有亚伯拉罕的神，你才有永生。
Yeah, and he made a statement. I can't remember the exact words, but he said, God is the God of the living, not the dead. And see, God is of the living here means even he was saying Abraham is alive today because Abraham had believed. He was saying Abraham is not dead. And these people just didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
而耶稣更清楚的解释就是说，神呢，他是永生者之神，而不是一个死了的人的神。啊，那他甚至说，亚伯拉罕是因为他因着信而得永生，但是很显然的，犹太人听不懂耶稣在说什么。
Yeah, and then you have verses like in Romans chapter 3 and chapter 6, for example, Paul is talking about how when you're born into the world, you're born spiritually dead. You're actually dead. You're physically alive, but you're spiritually dead.
而保罗呢，也在罗马书3章和6章都有提到，就是说，当我们人类生下来的时候，其实我们的属灵的生命是死的，就是所以我们是生的时候，其实就有一个身体的出生，却有一个属灵的死。
Yeah, so you have to be careful when you look at the word life or living, for example, in the Bible, what's the context? Because most times when you see this word, it's referring to eternal life, not physical life.
Even life, life is also referred to eternal life.
Usually, you have to look at the context. If it's talking about God's plan, it's talking about eternal life.
所以，如果我们在读这个英文的圣经，哈，甚至中文圣经，就是看到说这个生命， 常常呢，我们要注意一下它这个内容到底是不是在谈的是跟神有关的计划，因为如果是谈到是跟神有关的计划，所提到的 life 啊，生命，它指的常常都是在谈的是永生的生命。
And Genesis 3:20 is no exception. When Eve was called the mother of all living, it's referring to eternal life.
所以我们再回到创世纪3:20啊，让我们更清楚知道，在这边所提到的夏娃是众生之母，指的是永生的众生之母。
And the next verse gives us a clear idea of the context. If you go to Genesis 3:21, it says, "And for Adam and his wife, Jehovah God made coats of skins and clothed them."
而在3:21呢，耶和华神呢，还甚至为亚当和夏娃用皮给做衣服给他们穿。
Okay, now it says skins. It doesn't say what kind of animal, but we can assume that it was probably a sheep or lamb, which refers to Jesus Christ at the cross.
而在这边所讲的皮，虽然没有特别指明是什么动物的皮，但是我们可以想象，有可能代表的就是羔羊的皮。那这个羔羊的皮来为人类做衣服这件事情，其实它又是在预表了耶稣基督，耶稣将会牺牲自己，变成来遮盖我们。
Yeah. And this is the first time in history, since the beginning of human history, that there's actually been physical death. See, God, obviously, of Jehovah God, we know him as Jesus Christ. Obviously, he had to kill an animal. And before then, Adam and Eve were like vegans. They didn't eat animals at all. There was no killing. Even the animals didn't kill each other. So this is the first time we see physical death.
而3:21在创世纪里面呢，其实是整个圣经的第一次看到有死亡这件事情，因为等于是这只动物羊，可能是一只羊是被杀了，才可能把它的皮剥了做人类的衣服。就我们看到在这个事件之前，3:21之前，亚当夏娃他们其实是完全是吃素的，他们都是吃果子啊什么的，从来没有看到任何一个动物。为了谁而死？
And this is going to be a reference to Jesus Christ on the cross, the death of Christ.
而这呢，3:21，它其实就在预表了将来耶稣将会上十字架为我们人类而死。
And we see from the time of the garden, from this very first death, the very first physical death, and this first sacrifice, that all the way through history, God is going to tell people, make sacrifices in order to teach and to commemorate, or to remember and to show the coming of the Savior.
而在创世纪3:21，就是在圣经的第一次让我们知道，就是将会有耶稣为了我们人类而死，他就将会上十字架为我们人类而死。这是一个第一次的献祭，这是这只羊的第一次献祭，将会预表未来耶稣的献祭。
Okay, there's another verse also helps us to understand what's happening here. If you go to Isaiah 61, verse 10.
我们看一下以赛亚书第61章第十节。
And this is a reference to what we call the robes of salvation and the robe of righteousness. It's another comparison or an analogy talking about God's salvation, his plan of salvation.
我们看一下以赛亚书61章第十节呢，也特别有讲到了这个一个袍子代表的是拯救之袍，还有公义之袍。
See, Isaiah is rejoicing. He's saying, I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul will be joyful in God, for he has clothed me with the robes of salvation. He covered me with the robe of righteousness.
这节是说，我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣，给我穿上，以公义为袍，给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。那这其实就是跟刚才我们提到的创世纪3:21所说的是一个平行的一个比喻。
when you believe in Jesus Christ, that's your salvation. That's when you get the righteousness of God. That's imputed righteousness. Now, God doesn't put a robe over your shoulders. It's an analogy, just like in the garden. We saw that analogy. But in the garden, Jesus used real clothes. But it's all just referring to salvation and God's righteousness given to them.
这就像刚才三章二十一节所提的，神宰杀了那只羊，把皮做成了衣服，为亚当夏娃披上。这个披上的这个羊皮就好像是公义的袍。人虽然犯罪了，但神却给我们了公义，他拯救，用拯救的衣服给我们穿上，让我们得到了神完美的一个公义给我们披上。
Now, having clothes, like being clothed by God with the robes of salvation and the robe of righteousness, and one way you can look at that, like God providing protection and he's going to provide for you.
所以呢，当神提供了我们救赎之衣、公义之袍，让我们穿上的时候，就好像给了我们一个完整的保守、保护。
But in another way, the analogy can also refer to how the Romans actually like to do this, and I guess in the old times as well. If a person was adopting a son, part of the adoption ceremony is they would have a special robe. You know, the father would put the robe over the son's shoulders, and it was a symbol to say, this is now my son. He's wearing my robe. They did this with the Roman adoption ceremonies, but we can assume, like Isaiah was before the time of the Romans, but even in Isaiah's time, you know, we can assume there was some kind of a ceremony and they would use the robes, or like when they're anointing kings and things like this. A robe is a symbol of identification as well. You're not just wearing it for protection from the cold, of course. It's right. An identification symbol.
Mm-hmm. 所以我们呢，从这个披上这个一个衣服的这个概念，我们可以从这个整个西方的历史里面看到啊，比如说罗马时代就开始，应该说更早搞不好就有了，但是罗马时代有记载，就是他们就已经会男孩子的成人礼的时候，父亲是会披上一个父亲的衣服在儿子的身上，就代表说他是得到了这个他父亲提供的一个遮盖。那这样子的一个做法呢，其实更早的时候，一些王在授予王位的时候也会被披上一个袍子，所以这个动作它其实代表的不只是一个保护而已，它还甚至是授予一个地位的概念，甚至是得到一个遮盖的概念。那个遮盖其实不只是保暖的遮盖，它并不是安全而已的遮盖，这个遮盖是有更大的属灵意义的。
And actually, as part of identification, we see that Isaiah uses the analogy here. Actually, he brings out the analogy a little bit more. He says the bridegroom adorns himself with ornaments, and like a bride, adorns herself with her jewels. So, with these robes that God has giving us, we have a change of position, and we become very beautiful in the eyes of God.
所以呢，在以赛亚书的六十一章十节里面把这个事情描述的更为完整，就是说我们不只被神披上了这个公义之袍，他还戴上了华冠跟心腹佩戴了装饰，它代表的是一个我们的身份的改变，也就是说神给了我们遮盖之外，也让我们更为华美，让我们的身份地位都得到了一个认可。
And if you go back to the garden, see, when Jesus Christ, he made the skins, or made the, it's like a robe, like cloths of skins, and he put them on Adam and Eve, he's saying effectively to Satan, he's saying, these people are mine. They're not yours. You thought they were yours when they obeyed you and not me. But now they have believed in the coming Savior, and so they're mine. And he puts the clothes over them, say, these are my people.
而且呢，神在这个创世纪三章二十一节把这个羊皮披在他们身上的时候，还代表了另外一个很重要的意义，就是他等于是在跟撒旦宣布说，哎，这些人是我的，我已经遮盖了他们，好，与你无干了。
And this is the same concept with us. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we're imputed with God's righteousness. And the analogy again is like, you know, God puts a robe onto us, and then, you know, we become very beautiful in the eyes of God.
这个呢，也代表了什么呢？就代表我们相信了神的时候呢，神就直接的把他的公义给了我们，并且披上了神的给我们的这个白袍哈，大袍，让我们成为是属神的。
And for us in the church age as well, remember we have that identification with the bride. We become the bride of Christ and he is our groom. So we have that close relationship too.
同时呢，我们也成为了神的心腹，所以我们是属神的，我们是神的心腹，而且我们是得到了神的公义，并且是佩戴了最美华美的所有的装饰，所以我们是神最美丽的新娘。
But remember, that's only for church age believers. The Old Testament believers are actually referred to as the friends of the groom. Whereas, as New Testament believers, we're actually the bride. So it's quite an important position for us to understand. Friends of the groom, they're part of the wedding party. And it comes out in the analogy when Jesus talks about the virgins with the lamps,
Okay.
and then they enter into the party, and then you have the wedding party at the wedding feast, and that refers to the Old Testament saints.
但是我们要知道呢，成为神的新娘，这只有是在我们教会时期的人哈才有的，也就是耶稣升天以后就进入教会时代哈，这个教会时代的我们这些信徒呢，才是。在新约里面才把我们当做是定位成是神的新娘，是耶稣的新娘。但是呢，在旧约时代的这些信徒呢，是当做他是说他们等于是新郎的朋友一起来参加这个很棒的宴会的啊。所以，我们新约时代的这个教会时期的信徒的位置更重要一点，好像。
Yeah, we can look at that at another time. It's a very interesting kind of a subject, but I need to do a bit more homework on that and study up on my notes, and then I can present it more clearly.
这是一个非常非常有趣的一个差异性的比较。那下一次 Tim 会把这一部分的这个教导再准备一下之后，再跟我们说得更明白一点。
Okay, but for now, I think we'll just have a 5 minute break because we've been going for almost 45 minutes, I think.
嗯哼，
5 minutes, is that enough? Okay, we'll
好，
see it. See you later.
我们现在休息5分钟，可能会讲到11点半。